Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
Remember that God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, according to Hebrews 13:8. So He hasn't changed.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice is Your Address in the Realm of the Spirit.
Speak the Word.
Friends, it tells us in Galatians 3:26, He says, You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In Romans 8:16, it says, The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Remember in Genesis, the first thing that God did was to speak. We've talked about this before in messages, and I'm sure that you'll agree that according to Psalms 33:6 in the New King James, it says, By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all of the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He says, And then God created man, and when He created man, He created him with dominion and authority. And that's you and me. He created you and me with power and authority. We possess the ability, the same ability, to speak words of faith and life according to Luke 10:19 and Hebrews 2:8. We can choose what we want. We can choose creative power or we can choose destructive power. It's our choice. We get to choose. We can put what we choose into words and express it, and then we can release it. Whichever one you chose, destructive power or creative power. But you can do the right thing. You don't have to let the enemy, he loves to separate family. He loves to separate friends. He loves division. He's doing his best now to break up the churches and the families and the children. But we don't have to let him. We're the ones that have the power and the authority over him. Praise God. Like I said, we can put what we choose into words and express it and release it. However, with this privilege, you have this privilege, you can do this. But with it comes a great responsibility because of how serious words are. We need to learn how to make our words work for us. Put our words to work. Let them work for us. Everything that God is going to do in this earth starts by His word entering into the earth. My point this evening is, if God brought everything from the unseen into the seen by speaking it, how do you think that you're going to get them any differently? If God Himself got it that way, how are you going to get it? You're going to have to get it the same way. How are you going to bring those things that you want from the unseen into the seen without calling them? Like the umpire said, some are strikes, some are out, but it ain't nothing till you call them. How are you going to bring those dreams of yours and goals into reality? Here's how you're going to do it, brothers and sisters. Through your words of faith and life, you're going to speak. Because just like God, just like His Son, Jesus, remember, you are created in the likeness of God. And let's see what it means to be created in God's image and in His likeness. In Genesis 1:26, in Amplified Bible, God said, Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority. How much authority, saints? Complete authority. Over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the beast. He says, and over all the earth and over everything that creeps upon the earth. He says, so God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. We have some walking around that we don't know what they are. You know, maybe they don't know who they are, but God knows who they are. They can put on a dress or pants, whichever one they're choosing to be. But God created them to be a male. And no amount of surgery can change that. Or a female. No amount of surgery can change that. He created you. What he created, he created. You might look like that, but God don't see you that way. God sees you the way he created you. He created you in his image and in his likeness. And so it doesn't matter, you know, what they do. Praise God. So as believers in Christ, we have a new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator, and that's God himself, according to Galatians 3:10. Friends, what am I saying here? I'm saying that Satan is trying to keep you in the dark. He's trying to keep us all in the dark, because that's the only way that he can continue to deceive you. That's the only way that he can hurt you is through deception, as I said before, and filling you with his lies, making you think that you're powerless. He wants you to think that you're powerless, that you don't have any authority. And Satan, he's just kind of thinking, well, if I can just keep them spiritually dead, if I can just keep the word out of them, he says, and then I can seize them in spiritual darkness. But once they wake up, once they see the truth and the light, there'll be no limitations to what God can do. Once you get the truth in you, there'll be no limitations to what God can do.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hosea 4:5 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When the Lord called me into the ministry 23 years ago, and he called me in this and then gave me this ministry 11 years ago, this is one of the things that he spoke to me. He told me that his people were perishing for lack of knowledge and that they were going to lose their battles, because they didn't know how to fight their battles. Because the battles that we have are not human. They're not dealt with humanly or physically. They're spiritual battles. And he said, they're in a battle. He said, but they're going to get worse. He said, and they don't know how to fight. And he anointed me to teach his word. He said he wanted me to teach his word and to teach it in a plain and simple way so that any and everybody could understand it. He didn't want anything complicated. He didn't want any $25 words. He wanted it plain and simple, so that anybody can understand it. He said, because my people are perishing for lack of knowledge. Satan is counting on keeping you in the dark. He wants you to be ignorant of God's truth. Are you hearing me? Saints, God is only limited by your words. He said, choose life and not death. He told you that in Deuteronomy 30:19. In Proverbs 18:21, we've read this before, but I'll read it in the easy read. It says, the tongue can speak words that bring life or death, and those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. What does that mean? It means you're going to get exactly what you say. You will get exactly what you say. God said you will. I don't say that. The Bible says you'll get what you say. And God said in Matthew 12:36, that we will be held accountable for every idle, non-working word that we speak. But I will remind you that God is not going to hold me accountable for what Sister Dorothy or Amy was to say about me or say to me. But he will hold me accountable for what I say. And so for every non-working word, every word that I speak that does not bear any fruit, he's going to hold me accountable to it. Every idle, non-working. And like I said, he's only going to hold me accountable for what I say, not for what somebody else says and does against me. So when this person was saying that stuff, he's not going to hold me accountable for that. But he's going to hold me accountable for how I respond.
Amen.
So keep that in mind. He's going to hold you accountable for what you do, not somebody else. And we're all going to have to stand before him one day. And the way things are looking, that's going to be sooner than we think. And the word power in Proverbs 18:21 can be translated hand. It says God turned all his speaking authority into the hands of our words. We are the mouthpiece for the word of his power, with which he controls and upholds all things. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the final word.
Father, I pray that we will understand the importance of every word that we speak, that our enemy Satan uses our words as an opportunity to get in and do his damage, put sickness on our bodies, cause chaos in our families, in our churches, and even steal our finances from us, and help us to get a revelation that he begins with our thoughts. But friends, please know this. Thoughts may come and persist in staying, but thoughts that are not put into words or into action will die unborn. In other words, unless we speak out those thoughts, Satan will not have an access into our lives. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our voice is our address in the realm of the Spirit. Friends, I pray that you will start confessing God's word over everything and believe what you say and see how things begin to turn around in your life. For Jesus says in Mark 11:23, I guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. That's why he said to have faith that you have already received whatever you prayed for it will be yours. Praise God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.